On the line, we have no stranger to Oryx Radio. She's someone that I have interviewed before, and she's with us today to talk about the topic of messages of hope and childhood cancer day. It's Ilse van der Merwe of Kids Kicking Cancer South Africa. In this amazing organization, martial arts therapists teach cancer children across the world to breathe through their pain, fear, and frustration in order to be victors over the illness. Ilse, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi, Thamina. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful to be here today. Thank you for the lovely introduction.
What have you been up to since we last spoke?
It's been quite a while since we've last spoken. I'm not sure, is it a year ago, perhaps 2 years ago? It feels like I've lost a year due to COVID. A lot has happened. Kids Kicking Cancer has grown tremendously. And globally and in South Africa, we've added some volunteers and instructors, and we've grown our amount of kids we're seeing. We expanded from cancer to apraxia to pretty much any illness you can think about, even kids just dealing with stress or kids in schools.
For those listeners who may have missed your other interviews, can you please tell us again, what is Kids Kicking Cancer about?
Kids Kicking Cancer is an organization that started in USA, Michigan, in the city of Detroit. Kids Kicking Cancer is all about supporting children, getting them to feel that they are powerful and that they are victors over their illness and not feel like victims. They go through so much pain with the medical procedures, and it's a scary part of the whole journey. And from a Kids Kicking Cancer side, we really try to bring comfort, to bring laugh, to bring movement, and then ultimately our breathing and meditation to keep our students, our patients nice and calm, and make sure that they just go through the fight of their lives a little bit easier.
How does breathing work for the children?
Our Kids Kicking Cancer breathing is really, really amazing. We teach the kids that they should breathe in the light and they should blow out the darkness. So when they breathe in, they take their hands all the way up from their belly buttons up to their noses and breathe in bright light, love, joy, excitement. Sometimes I tell them they should visualize a picnic with friends and family, anything that makes them happy, just so that it can take their mind off a little bit from procedures or being alone sometimes in the hospital. And then when they breathe out, they push their hands down, they breathe out, they empty their entire body from the breath, and we call it they push out the darkness, which is the pain, fear, and frustration. We like to say that you fill your body with light and that there's no space for darkness, that we have to push out the darkness in order to feel that light as we go through our breathing exercises.
Can anyone use this method of breathing?
Kids Kicking Cancer breathing is definitely for everyone. Anyone can use the breathing. I use it before I go to sleep. I sometimes use it before big competitions. I know I teach it to my students at our normal karate dojo before they go for gradings or when they need to write exams at school. And then, of course, all the kids with various illnesses. We had an asthma student who found so much benefit from the breathing that it calmed her breathing down and she could breathe much easier and she didn't have that anxiety while she had her asthma attack. So the breathing definitely works for everyone, young and old.
What are three powerful words and what are their meaning?
Three powerful words is power, peace, and purpose. Power means that we are strong, that we have the ability to take control over our bodies and decide how we're going to overcome what we're dealing with. So power is not just the muscles, but it's the power within your heart and in your mind to help you overcome your struggles. Peace is the breathing and meditation techniques that helps and guides us to calm our bodies, to take that control and be in control of how we react and how we go through the pain, fear, and frustration. Breath is literally medicine to the body. It calms the body completely, which helps you to not be so tense and not feel the excessive pain. Purpose is to teach the world. We teach the kids that they too can make a difference, that by teaching the world, they teach everyone around them how to take control over their bodies or their stresses that they're dealing with, and just go through life's journey a little bit lighter.
How big is Kids Kicking Cancer?
Kids Kicking Cancer, like I mentioned, has grown so much. So we're really big currently. We're in the USA, in quite a few cities and states. We're up in Canada. We are in Italy. We're in Israel. We're in Africa, as well as in South Africa.
How has COVID-19 pandemic affected Kids Kicking Cancer?
COVID-19 have definitely had a really big impact on Kids Kicking Cancer. It was a huge scramble last year, March, when everything closed down. We didn't have access to the hospitals. We weren't able to come and visit the kids and bring them joy and smiles. So we instantly had to think out of the box. And what happened is that the entire global organization moved to online classes. So we've got sponsorships for laptops and data. We set them up. We set Zoom scheduled times, specific days and hours that suit the different hospitals, which now we'd still get to see the kids, even though it's through a screen and we really miss the actual interaction. At least we can still see the children, we can still make a difference, even though it is online. It has also opened our mind more on social media, so we've done quite a lot of live classes on the Facebook pages, which also expands our reach to all our students and our patients.
On Monday, it is Childhood Cancer Day. What messages of hope do you have for children who are fighters and survivors of cancer?
My message of hope to all our warriors, survivors, and fighters is to keep that bright light that's shining in their hearts, to keep that bright and shining all through their journey. I do believe that every person, every child has a purpose on this earth, and we are here for a reason. Even though we go through struggles or through illnesses or for difficult times, but if we can keep on focusing on our inner light, our joy, our love for each other, we can definitely continue to make a difference and change the world.
Thank you for the lovely interview.
Thank you so much for the opportunity today to chat to you again, to be interviewed, to just join you on the RX Radio once again. It was really fantastic to be here. Thank you very, very much for your time. And everyone out there, power, peace, purpose.